Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Old school security kicks in after the break-in. Too late. Simply Safe rewinds the story, stopping crime before it starts. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to detect intruders, alert live monitoring agents, and can deter intruders before they reach your door. It's proactive protection, plus a 60-day money-back guarantee and no contracts. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplysafe.com/podcast. That's simplysafe.com/podcast. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
You're listening to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show with Sal Capaccio. Brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com.
All right, I'm looking at it 7 seconds ago. Oh. 7 seconds ago, guys. Are you with me? Jeremy White, Joe DiBiase here with me, Sal Capaccio. On the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show, the Bills have tweeted out their video, and we're watching it. I'm watching it. You watching it?
I am. I'm watching it. It's a 47-second right video. The leak is going to be real because it's already close enough to – yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I like them.
Do you see the detail on the logo on the shoulder?
Yep.
Man.
The charging buffalo on the shoulder.
Buffalo is sweet.
Yeah, these are great. They're great. I'm going to buy one. It looks like diamond ice, silver numbers.
Yeah, these are great.
These are great.
Okay, good.
Still watching the video.
I'm glad you like them. I do too. Can I tell you what they reminded me of in the very first picture? UB.
Yeah, for sure.
Same thing.
Just mainly because it said Buffalo on the chest, and we thought UB. I think they're great. I'm gonna get one. I think they're sweet.
The ice texture and the stripe down the middle of the helmet is a great addition.
I think they did a good job here.
Yeah, these are very good.
Big fan. All right, I want to see the other teams. You know, like we got the Bills, we got the Cardinals.
I know, right?
So the Bills are out. The leak appears to be correct.
With all the other teams, too? I mean, well, with the Bills, at least. So you might imagine that the others will.
Yeah, I mean, I just don't follow the other
that
teams.
That detail of the buffalo on the shoulder is
awesome.
Super cool.
It's reminiscent of when the Sabres released their 50th anniversary uniforms, and the mane on the buffalo, like the hair, was so like specifically whatever woven that it was really nice. Like, if the jerseys have that same feature on the shoulder, they're going to be – I think they're great.
Ooh, the Cardinals are awesome. Yeah. I love the Cardinals uniforms. I bet of the ones – there's eight teams. I bet the Bills are going to be my second favorite. I think the Cardinals are my – like, some of them I didn't like in the league. The Cardinals are sweet. The desert detail,
I haven't seen
the
them yet.
Sand.
So where can I go to see all of these?
Probably just, each team's account.
That's what I did, yeah. I just went to the Cardinals like account because I figured – having them all in one place is probably coming too, but
all right. I'm on the Seahawks because I was very optimistic
the
about
Seahawks
theirs.
Have like they have 4 days they're going to be a part of it, but three of them are the away games and one's the home game. Like they're literally going to be a part of this for four different times.
The Seahawks are unveiling theirs. It said tomorrow, so here we are today. We're waiting on it. My entire family's
all right,
here.
I'm watching the Jets.
My entire family's here because the spider has told them to move out. I don't know if you heard about it, Sal. We got a big spider. You guys can come in. You guys come in.
The Jets are like a greenish black, if that makes any sense.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Here's the Jets. I'm looking at the Jets now. They have a minute and 14 long video.
Okay.
It is a because of the green like lighting, I can't tell the color of the uniform.
Exactly. I was just saying thinking the same thing. I can't tell what color it is because the lighting is so screwy.
I think it's green. Is it a dark green?
It's like a green. It's greenish. It's greenish, supposed to be gray.
Like, it's supposed to be like Gotham City.
They did a terrible job at showing everybody what their uniform looks like.
Yeah, the Dolphins. The Bills gave a longer video. The Dolphins is 15 seconds long.
Here we go. The Jets tweeted out an image of it, and it's like barely green. Like you could on TV, it's going to look black to I think most people, but it's kind of green.
You know what? The Jets signature feature of this uniform is the font.
The Gotham City font?
Yeah, the font.
Oh, yeah.
The font,
yeah.
Especially
right.
Like the number 20 looks pretty cool. Sorry, on the radio, we're giving you all these visuals, but yeah, I mean, whatever. I think it's a cool day. And I think the Bills have nailed it. I'm a big fan.
They also changed their Niners profile the pick, and I think if you look at it, it looks like a manhole cover, like the design on a manhole cover, if that makes sense, the little like crisscross metal pattern.
Yeah.
That's what the shoulders on their jerseys look like. Not. I know you guys were talking about Rhodes earlier, but I think it's more like a manhole cover.
Okay.
All right, I'm looking at New England now.
Also,
kind of looks like the Bills, but theirs is just blue, and I think the Bills is better.
Yeah,
in terms
I'm getting
of
a lot of people getting connected with our fans. Brought to you by Northtown Kia, Western New York's number one Kia dealer. Shop online at northtownkia.com. See how I did that? We got that sponsor read in to let you know that I have people tweeting me at Sal Sports saying how much they remind them of UB's uniforms. Yeah. I agree. It looks like the UB white, and I love the UB white uniforms.
Yeah, New England's the star of New England's show here. They're kind of gray, muted gray. I think they're okay. It's like a gray sky. The numbers are really cool for New England. They've got some texturing in the numbers. They're fine. They got a New England on the sleeve. All right. New England's fine. And then who did we not do yet?
I watched the Niners and they're fine.
Did the Niners reveal theirs?
Yeah, they revealed theirs and it's just black with the red lettering and red stripe. Like it looks okay. I just think they could have done so much better with Bay Area and there should have been colorful. And I don't know why they're going black on black.
Am I the first one to check the Rams?
Oh, I haven't looked at the
Midnight
Rams.
Mode activated. One of the things about the leak was it looked like there was some blue left over on the Rams, and it is included. It is black with yellow ram horns, and the shoulders remain blue. So they are black and yellow with blue. Okay. I think the Bills have done very well for themselves.
I think Bills are top two.
All I need to see is Seattle because their video was very short. I didn't see it. Seattle, have they posted their video yet? Still no.
Have they got an 12, image?
12 minutes ago, they just tweeted an emotion or an emoji with a silence.
Do we think Nike is reaching out right now, like seeing all the teams and like they're calling Seattle, like, hey, what's your problem? Everybody else is good to go. They tweeted it out like at the exact second, and Seattle's just here with nothing.
Yeah, I mean, I John tweeted in a picture, as you said, this Sal, like the UB logo that says Buffalo that's white. Like, yes, it's a white jersey that says Buffalo on it. There's a significant number of elements that are different. I think it's good. I think it's. I'm a big fan. I'm gonna get one.
Okay, we really have a rivalry now because you see how the Patriots are touting their uniforms.
Winter storm,
nor'easter.
A winter storm warning in effect. What are we doing?
I did. That's us. They said that in their teaser too.
They did.
And theirs looked very similar to the Bills in their teaser like a month ago. So I think we knew that was coming. I'm with you though. Like. We're going to have two teams doing snow theme. I don't know.
Listen, I'm going to leave. Before anything, I just got to let you know, I'm looking at these Bills jerseys. They're so clean. Uh-huh. Sorry, you have to say that. I have to say, it's your law.
Also,
you're required by law to say that.
Rydell, the helmet maker, or the face mask maker, they tweeted out a picture of, it's Deion Dawkins from the video, and it's him yelling with the uniform on in the snow with the snowflake as the face mask. He's like, this is the coldest photo of all time.
How do you like my
idea? Actually,
Sal, how do you like my idea?
I do like the Patriots.
Yeah, I do too. How do you like?
I think the color is super cool. Like, I like that color. That's a nice color for them.
How do you like my idea of getting a Dawkins jersey, but writing snowman on the back of this jersey? Right? All right, I'm going to go. See you guys.
All right.
Joe, stick around for a minute.
My kids brought in donuts, Joe, if you want some donuts.
I got 1 minute.
Yeah. All right, did you see the dates and all the teams and all the times and all that this is happening for all these games?
For the schedule? Let me pull that up.
Well, I'm just saying, when all these uniforms are being worn, there's
but
one,
I had
two,
seen
three, four,
it, yeah.
five. There's eight games, right? There's eight games. And I looked at it. thanks to my buddy Mike who sent this to me. I had not seen it. Rivalries 2025 schedule. The Bills are only involved in one. It's the one they're wearing.
Okay.
Week five against the Patriots. The Patriots are involved in two. They're also wearing theirs against the Jets. The Jets are involved in three. They're at the Dolphins, at the Patriots, and they're wearing it against the Dolphins.
Right.
49ers and Cardinals only in one each, the ones they're wearing. The Rams only in one. But you know who they're all wearing it against? The Seahawks. The Seahawks are involved in four of these games.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
Every single team in the division the Seahawks are playing, when they go to that stadium, the other team will be wearing their rivalry uniforms.
Okay. Interesting.
Is that wild?
Yeah, that's actually like that's good for them, isn't it? Wait, when they're in their stadium or when they're on the road, you're saying?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. Huh. And the Bills only get the one game.
The Bills are only the one time, one team.
Now,
so we'll see. The Jets, and you're going to have week four is the first time we're going to see these. There's two games.
Right.
Then week five with the Bills. Then we wait till week 11. There's two games. Then week 14, there's one. Week 16, there's two.
Right. It does say Bills Mafia, by the way, in the back collar of the jersey.
It does.
Which, by the way, I'm sure, well, I would guess that if you're buying that jersey for yourself, that it would include that. Remember, though, that's only for this year. Like, we could see opponents in the future because I think these are supposed to be worn for 3 years. So, by every team. So maybe we see New England, like, next year or the Jets or some rotation.
So, one question that came up was to me, why didn't they have these teams? Like, how does it a rivalry game, rival uniform, if you're not both wearing it? And my answer would be, I think it'd be a little difficult to, A, you might have a clash in colors. You never know because there's two white teams, right? Two teams with white uniforms.
Yep.
And B, you might look too much like a color rush. It might like already do that, but I think they're trying to avoid that.
Maybe.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. That right because they wouldn't have also done like reached out to teams like, hey, who's your rival? Who's the rival you want to wear them against? Because I mean, when the Bills have said the Dolphins instead of New England, like I wonder how that process all went, or if that even existed. Like if they asked teams about that. Maybe the Bills wanted to do it just because, like, hey, this is a Sunday night game and it's New England. Like, so that's better off. We'd rather do that since we're on primetime than, you know, if we had played the Jets, like, in the middle of an afternoon.
I like the way the Bills revealed it. Cold front with the snow coming down. It's just very clean, icy, cold, ice. It speaks Buffalo. I like it. I like these uniforms. They have the steam coming off the ice. I guess you'd say the smoke, whatever, you know what I call it, condensation coming off the uniforms during the video. So from a production standpoint, I think it was also very well done by the Bills here. I'll give them credit because I don't think that some of the other teams did their production that well. We just talked about the Jets.
Yeah.
You just kind of couldn't see the color of it. So I do like it. I mean, hey, everybody's got their own opinion. I don't understand people telling me how much they don't like it right now. So I think it's cool. I think it's clean. But I also will say, Joe, I've always liked traditional kind of clean-looking uniforms. I like Penn State's uniforms, and there's really nothing to them other than being clean.
Right. Okay, so we do have the final one, and then I gotta roll here. Seattle.
Yeah, you got it. Sorry.
Seattle just posted two images. They don't have a video out yet, but two images of their jerseys. And I think the helmet is gradient. I think it's blue in the middle, and it kind of becomes green on the sides, I think. They're supposed to be doing something with, like, sound waves, which might be what the detail on the shoulders are. So I don't like them as much as the Bills or the Cardinals, but they might be next. I like what Seattle did here.
Joe, thanks for sticking around, buddy.
Yeah, for sure.
I appreciate it.
See you.
Yeah, you got it. Sneaky Joe DiBiase, he is the host, of course, Jeremy and Joe. I am Sal Capaccio, and this is the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show here on WGR. All right, so you see it. Let's react to it. I'll get your reaction. Have you seen it? Go take a look. Go find it. Go find the Bills' rivalry uniforms. We'll take calls on that if you'd like, but also calls on the Bills and what they're doing and what they have done in the 53-man roster. I haven't been on here with you since that roster was announced, so we can go through that. Obviously, some big news with the team bringing back Jordan Poyer, bringing back Jordan Phillips. We'll get to them. We'll actually play what Jordan Poyer had to say, maybe even Jordan Phillips. We have both that all that sound for you, so I'll get to that in a little while to hear Jordan Poyer talk about his return to the Bills. And I spoke to him a little bit after that as well, and it was a really good conversation about, you know, I just think there's a good lesson in life here too, right? And if you allow me for a second, I think this isn't just about football for me when I think about, yes, I know he's here, play football, win football games. There's no doubt. And it does tie into football, right? But I had a really nice conversation with Jordan Poyer after he, you know, spoke to the media yesterday. And
you know, I've covered Jordan pretty much, you know, well, since he's been in, since he was in Buffalo, pretty much his whole career, but not quite. He was obviously started off 4 years in Cleveland and Philly. But anyway, it's a way to say that, you know, over the many years, got to know each other and talk to each other after games and during practices and things like that. And it was just nice catching up. And one thing that we both spoke about was, and granted, I'm, you know, 20 years older than Jordan Poyer, but I said to him and he said to me, and we agreed, like, as you get older in life, your legacy could already be written about what you've done in your line of work, in your career, in your walk of life. Maybe it's many things. Maybe it's one thing. As you get older, like, that's part of it, right? But then I think you transition at some point. At some point, I think everyone, to me, hopefully goes through this. Maybe you don't. I've gone through this. I'm going through this now. And I say this to people all the time. Yeah, I still have a job. I take pride in my job. I do my job. This is what I'm known for. But what really resonates to me now as I get older is how much of I can be of service to others to help them. And I think at some point, you get to a point in life where you realize that that's kind of what you should be about, what you are about, and where your lasting impact is truly going to be made when you leave this earth. And I mean, I'm not stopping. I always say I'll do this job as long as I can, as long as I can talk and write if I have to, whatever. Like, I love my job. I love what I do. I always say no one's timing me in the 40-yard dash, although you should. We didn't do that this year at training camp, but that is something I still want to do that. But no one's timing me in the 40. I don't have to be on the ready to play an NFL football game. I love what I do, and I won't stop. So it's not about that. What it is though, is seeing too that as you get older and as you have already kind of done the things that you're supposed to do and it's part of your job, you see how you can impact others who are doing the same thing. And Jordan Poyer, through my conversation with him, I think is at that point in his life where he understands, like Micah Hyde last year, you know, he wants to help others achieve greatness and win a Super Bowl and be a part of a winning organization and understand what their role is on a football team and understand what their role is as a football player, as a teammate. And I think that's cool. I do. And I don't think it comes naturally or easy for everyone. I don't. You have to, in a lot of ways, take a step back and understand. But once you do, and as you get, like I say, a little older, a little more experienced, it could happen at any point in your life. I've gone through this and I'm going through this and I love it. And I love the fact that I can in some way, shape or form, maybe impact or help other people in life, especially younger people in this business. It's a great kind of feeling for me to do it, but I think overall help to them and what they're about. And maybe it's just something small in their community, right? Whatever it is, it doesn't even have to be in the job. Doesn't it be professional? It could be personal. And I say all this because that's a big part of why Jordan Poyer and Jordan Phillips are here. I got a lot of stuff yesterday from people saying, well, why would they do this? If they have to play him, they're in trouble. And that's probably true. Like, let's be honest, right? We know Jordan Poyer has kind of, he hasn't been the same player the last couple of years. He wasn't in Buffalo 2 years ago, and he certainly wasn't last year in Miami when we saw him. But that's not truly what it's about. He's one of the last guys on the roster, pretty much. There's 70 guys on a roster. And, you know, you're dipping into safety number 6, basically, if he's on the field. And that's not the plan, I wouldn't think, initially at least. The plan is for him to help out in a way that it's not just, oh, coaching on the field. Well, why do they have coaches if they're bringing him in? It's not like truly coaching. He's playing. He's a player on the team. But I love what Brandon Bean said yesterday. You could watch through how he acts in a meeting room, how he watches film, the questions he asks, the experience he brings on how he's played in this league. Those are things that matter. So, yeah, I mean, that's why. He doesn't want, as far as my knowledge, he doesn't want to be a coach. So, you know, whatever. I mean, people said that about Derek Anderson a couple years ago. Was it Derek Anderson? Or how about this? I think the best one was Davis Webb. Davis Webb made it known he wanted to coach. Like, it was a big thing. But he wasn't ready to. So he wanted to be a player still. He could help out and be in the meeting rooms and still had to have an NFL career. So there's a lot of things that go into that. My point I'm making is I think there's a really, really bigger picture here that we can all kind of take a lesson from and hope that it's, you know, happening here in Buffalo too, with Jordan Poyer coming back, not just as a player on the team, but service to others and helping out others to do what the ultimate goal and achievement is personally and professionally as a team and as an individual. And I think a lot of you driving around, a lot of you listening right now, maybe you haven't gone through this, haven't experienced this, and a lot of you have, and I have, and I think it's cool, and I like it, and it's a good spot to be in, I think, when you realize that and what you can do and what your legacy can be. So anyway, that's a TED Talk with Sal, right? Mike in Pennsylvania starts us off. What's up, Mike?
Hey, Sal, how are you? First of all, those uniforms are awesome. I love the, you know, the solid white. I feel like white being the Buffalo, the snow town of America, I feel like that's great. But my point, my call was going to be about who would look good in those white uniforms, and that's Micah Parsons. I know there's been some talk about, you know, Buffalo's name being, you know, drawn to Micah Parsons in a trade. I got to think Jerry Jones gets the deal done before, but I don't know how, you know, each side is, the relationship's tarnished. So with all that said, do you think, I know it's probably not likely, but what do you think a package would look like to pull in Micah Parsons, and how, you know, we're concerned about our safety help with having Parsons and Bosa and maybe Rousseau and Milano. We could probably mask some of the deficiencies on the back end with the pass rush.
Okay, so I'm not trying to cop out, Mike, but it's very, very tough to project something like that. I would say it this way. Multiple first-round picks and players. How about that? I mean, that's what you're looking at. I have no idea what – there are so many little intricacies and details you'd have to look into. And the biggest thing is financially. Like, how do you fit something like that in financially, and how much money has to go out? How much money is coming in? What's the dead money on people you're trading? How do you rework his contract? So I have zero clue what a package would look like. I have no idea what Dallas would want. I would just say it would have to be multiple first-round picks plus players, I would think. That's what you're probably looking at. I just think it's very, very difficult to make things like that happen. Great idea. I love it if you get Micah Parsons here in Buffalo, right? He's a young, elite pass rusher in this league. I absolutely would love something like that. I just don't see how the Bills could pull it off. Then again, I didn't think they were bringing Jordan Poyer back. I dismissed it, and they did. Let's go to Marvin on a cell. Marvin, how are you, man? Good to hear from you.
Sal, it's been a long time. Long time. Yeah, Sal, I was listening to you, and you're talking to a guy that's in the twilight of his life, and, you know, I mean, when it comes right down to it, if I have 5 years left or whatever, I'd be more than happy. But at the end of the day, you need to develop young players. And having Poyer in there, and this whole rah-rah thing in coaching, I just don't buy it. Either you can play football or you can't. Either you can play the game or you can't. And that's the bottom line. You know, you play Little League, you play high school, you play college, you come out, and, you know, it's just like I said, the Bills need to develop young players. And I just think that whole rah-rah thing, to me, is, you know, just like you guys are going off on the uniforms. Oh, wow. Oh, they're beautiful. I want to see football. I don't care what they're wearing. You know what I mean? That's nice. Yeah, the women. Oh, look at the uniforms. I got to go buy one. That does nothing for a football. A football person, he doesn't care what they're wearing. But my point is, you got to develop young players. And with Jordan Poyer on the team, great guy. He was a great player. He's past it. You know, like I said, I'm in the twilight of my life. And at the end of the day, I can't do what I used to do. Not even close. And he can't either. Just go look at the film. And when you did, go look at the game when we played against Miami. It was sad to see. It was sad to see. So that's my other point. The other point is, I talked to you about this, about Elam. He's penciled in to be the starting corner in Dallas. And I told you there was something going on with Buffalo. And I'm a firm believer of it. So your comments, I'm glad that I could get to talk to you again. I was down and out for a while, but thanks for the time, Sal. I appreciate it.
You got it. Yeah, my comment is on Elam. You still don't know if he's going to be good. He could be starting for a lot of teams in this league, and it doesn't mean he's going to be good or make an impact. And maybe he is. It's great. And I think we all knew that there was definitely a clash of some sort. And I said it, Marvin. There's a clash of some sort with how they were using him or his coaches or philosophies. No doubt about it. It was clear. It just was – he needed a change of scenery. He did. And maybe it's great for him. Maybe he's going to be an all-pro corner, Marvin. He also might be terrible as a starter. You don't know that. just because someone's starting on a team doesn't mean they'll be great. And good for him. I love Kyrie Elam as a person. Great, great kid. No doubt about it. Good for him. I'm rooting for him. Doesn't mean it would have worked here, ever. And I don't know. And people could say he never got a chance here. Absolutely he did. What do you think practice is for? Marvin, you're such an old school guy. You think they don't practice every day to give a guy a chance? Of course. Coaches aren't trying to lose or trying to win. He got a chance. So did Christian Benford. And Benford beat him out. And he's a 6th-round pick. So, yeah, great for Kyrie Elam. And if he winds up being an all-pro corner, then we can say chalk it up to one. The Bills absolutely had not only whiffed on the draft pick, which we can say now, but whiffed on the development too. As far as Poyer and developing young players, hey, I don't disagree. You have to develop young players. Brandon Bean was asked a really good question yesterday about that, which is how do you balance getting a young guy in here you could develop versus a guy like Jordan Poyer who you're not trying to develop, but he's here for other reasons. And Brandon said it is something you think about. But look, Marvin, I mean, you're talking about the last couple of guys on a roster. Even if you had a guy who's a young player, he's probably never going to play. Most of these practice squad guys never play. They might. Tyrell Shavers took 3 years to even crack the roster, right? Cam Lewis took 2 years to crack, right? He's a good player now. You know, you just don't know. So their philosophy, and I'm not agreeing or disagreeing, I understand your point. Their philosophy is, hey, A, we get a guy here who understands, and by the way, Marvin, to them, he is helping develop young players. That's what their philosophy is on this. So I hear you. I'm with you. He's not the same player. They're also not asking him to play right now. He's on the practice squad. You know what the practice squad does? What is the number one role? Marvin, you should know this as a football guy. And if you don't, then I'll teach it to you. The number one role of a practice squad guy is to help the other side get better, the offense or the defense. You know how you do that? Yes, by being a good player, but by mimicking everything, being coached to be exactly where you're supposed to coach, seeing everything and saying, this is what the defense is thinking, so I'm going to show you this, giving them the look. So that's what they're hoping for the Jordan Poyer role, right? And Jordan Phillips. There was something else. I mean, I don't know. Yeah, they're going to wear, at the end of the day, of course, no one really, I guess, most people, I'm the same way as you, like, just go play football. But this is the world we live in, Marvin. Sorry to disappoint you, but there are new uniforms now all the time. And when they get revealed, people have an opinion on them. So we're going to give ours. 803-0550 is the number to call. Thanks for the phone call. And we'll be back after this timeout. When we do, you will hear from new, not so new, Buffalo Bills safety, Jordan Poyer, here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers?
Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Go. Amidst all the hubbub last half hour, I forgot to tell you that Carl Jones is going to join me at 11 a.m., top of the hour. Carl, of course, Channel 4, WIVB-TV, also former Syracuse football defensive back, Syracuse, Tennessee, Saturday in Atlanta, college football. Tonight, the University of Buffalo Bulls take on Minnesota, Big Ten against the MAC. Josh, I was in the locker room yesterday talking with guys, and I was talking with Jamarcus Ingram about the UB game tonight. And then as I'm talking to him, Javon Solomon just walks up and goes, Troy's playing UB this year at Buffalo. I'm like, ooh, are you guys going to put a bet on that? So I think they put a bet on it. I saw them shake right in front of me. They put a bet like they have to wear each other's gear or something between when Troy plays Buffalo.
That's cool. I wonder, you know, last time that you had a UB guy with another fellow collegiate player, like, you know, playing against each other like that. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I'm sure it's happened a few times.
Oh, yeah,
I mean, the Mac,
sure.
I mean, heck. I mean, you think about Reggie Gilliam's a Mac guy. He went to
True.
Toledo.
Yeah, that's right.
You know?
So that's probably happened.
So yeah, I mean, you get guys like that. But I mean, but I think this one is one where you don't usually see these two teams play. And Javon Solomon's like, he got up and he's like, I'm Troy, baby. Troy's playing Buffalo. Jamarcus is like, yeah. So anyway, I'm just kind of over exaggerating. But it was cool. It was cool. They were having a good time with it. And then Cam Lewis, you know, I'm like 2-on-1 here because Cam Lewis is right there. Like, wait a minute, you got two Buffalo guys, one Troy guy here. Javon Solomon, but UB plus play Minnesota tonight. And then you have Saturday, Syracuse, Tennessee, Carl Jones. We'll touch on that a little bit. And Carl's actually, he grew up in Ohio. He's an Ohio State guy. He follows them. So just a little on college football. We are here at week one. Wasn't last week week zero? So this is week one for college football. I think that's the case. And then of course the Bills, and we'll get Carl's thoughts. And then an hour from now, folks, it begins your weekly update. From Hammer Time. Patrick Hammer. I am not hosting tomorrow, so we're going to do it today. Next Friday, he's going to be along for weather for the Bills game. But now, today, Thursday at 11:30, coming up in an hour, Pat Hammer on the Labor Day weekend. I figured we'd get him on Thursday anyway because you got a Labor Day weekend tomorrow. People going out of town maybe, leaving on Friday. You got Saturday, Sunday, Monday. What's it look like? It's a little cooler today, maybe some rain, but what's it look like for the weekend? Pat Hammer at 11:30. Carl Jones at 11, Carol right now from Tonawanda. Hi, Carol.
Hi, guys. Yeah, I have a couple things to bring up. I hope you let me discuss them with you. I think bringing in Phillips and Poyer is a great idea to coach and mentor. You can never be too prepared. I think we can all remember the playoff games a couple years back when we had about 10 players out. I think it would be great to have them in our pocket to put them in a pinch if we really needed them. The other thing is, I wonder, you know, you were talking about the preparedness, the readiness of the players coming on, the new rookies. I wonder if the new payments in college are affecting their incentives to play and play hard. Mm. And also, you know, the salary competitiveness, maybe that needs to be looked at. I think some of the salaries are really getting out of control. It may be a prime opportunity to take a look at that. And also, it would be interesting to see, from the college at Belichick's coaching, at the preparedness of those rookies coming out in the next 3 or 4 years, if he heightens the expectation of play. And then one more thing I would just like to say is that I think the Bills really need to come up with some new plays. In the playoffs, I know Josh Allen said that, you know, we don't want to share our arsenal, that kind of thing. But in the playoffs, we only saw some of the same plays, maybe with different players in different positions. But, you know, maybe that needs to look at. If we can beg, borrow, steal from some other teams, I think that would add to our new arsenal as well. We don't want teams to be looking at what we did last year and just, you know, be ready to take us on. So that's all I have to say. I'd like to hear what you have to share. Thanks very much. Bye.
You got it, Carol. Yeah, no problem at all. Thank you for calling. I really appreciate it. So I don't think you have to worry about, like, new plays. Every team, like, they're going to have – if you listen to Joe Brady, the way it works is they go back and look at what did we like, what did we not like, what works, what doesn't work. It really starts with Josh. What does he think is good and works for him, and they go from there. And every year they build out something different. But the NFL is a copycat league, Carol, so every team's going to kind of mimic what a lot of other teams do. They're successful against teams. For example, if you play the Patriots and they have a really successful run against the Bills, well, guess what? You're going to see that same run 2 weeks later against another team who said, oh, that team was successful. So wouldn't worry too much about that. You don't want to reinvent the wheel. You want to do what's best for you in football. I love your point about NIL, about college players getting paid and, you know, coming into the league a little bit differently now that they have money under their belt. And that's actually something that I have spoken with NFL personnel people about, Carol, believe it or not, which is it is a concern sometimes. Did this guy get paid a bunch in college? Is he going to come into the NFL as hungry? He's not looking for the payday in the NFL anymore. He got his payday in college. Some of these quarterbacks in college easily making seven figures a year. Some of these quarterbacks, even non-quarterbacks now. It's crazy. Lots of guys making six figures a year at regular wide receivers, running backs, offensive end. And, you know, you go to the NFL, it's like, yeah, you made some money through 3-4 years in college. Maybe you're not as hungry anymore. It is real. It is something that is absolutely discussed. I don't think, Carol, though, that you're going to see anything in the NFL landscape shift with that. What I mean by that is I don't think the NFL is going to start adjusting their salary cap because of that, because the NFL salary cap is based on the total overall revenue from TV money and things like that. So it has nothing to do with college and NIL, but it is a great and fantastic point because it is something that is real. It's no different than when a player in the NFL plays 3-4 years and then gets rewarded with a monster contract. And sometimes they're not as good anymore. They don't have as much incentive. Brandon Bean talked about that with Christian Benford and how, hey, some guys downshift. This guy has not done it. He is going full throttle after getting paid. And you want to see that. You don't want to see them downshift. I don't know if anybody from Belichick will be any more prepared. Maybe. My question is, Carol, about Bill Belichick and coaching North Carolina is how much he'll last when he has a guy for 1 year and then say, oh, I'm going somewhere else because someone's giving me a better deal. Because I don't even know if he'll have that chance, to be quite honest with you. Did I answer all your questions? Does that make sense?
Sure did. Thanks very much.
You got it, Carol. I appreciate you calling. And great, great point on the NIL. And yeah, we're seeing these guys now. I mean, look at the Tennessee quarterback. I just told you Tennessee's playing Syracuse Saturday. Tennessee had a quarterback last year who was making like, what, $2 or $3 million in NIL. I apologize if my numbers are wrong here, but basically the story was he was making like $2-3 million. He wanted like $5 million. And Tennessee's like, we're not giving that to you. He's like, well, then I'm not going to play. And he didn't. And he didn't show up their practices in spring. So they're like, well, then heck with you. Get out of here. And they released him from his scholarship. And then he went somewhere else and got paid something. I mean, that's the world we live in college. I hate it from that standpoint. I love the fact that we're giving these college athletes something, but I hate that part of it. It's the Wild West. It's unregulated. It's terrible. And but it's never going to change, right? I mean, it's going to change in some regard. We're never going back to what it was in the 80s and 90s. Never, folks. Sorry. Yeah, we'd all love that, right? Like Marvin calls, and I think every time Marvin calls, he wants to go back to what it was in 1985. We just don't do that anymore. The game has changed. The rules have changed. The operation of it have changed. The TV has changed. The uniforms have changed. It's what you do. And you roll with it. If you don't change with it, you're going to be changed, right? There's an old saying there. Good stuff. Love talking about it. Hey, I joined Mark Schlereth's The Stinkin' Truth podcast on Odyssey recently. Check that out, The Stinkin' Truth with Mark Schlereth. And I bring it up because we talked Bills, and we talked a lot about, I talk about this changing. This is what made me think of it. We had a real good X's and O's discussion on the running game and zone running game and how things have evolved since the 80s and 90s and gone back, and the game is cyclical. We talked about the Bills' revamped defense, the safety play, and that is the Mark Schlereth Stinkin' Truth podcast. Really cool. It was really fun to join him. And I put that on my YouTube page, at Sal Sports YouTube. That's where you can also find It's Always Game Day in Buffalo with me and Matt Bove. We're always on YouTube, and we're doing live shows. And guess what's happening Friday, folks? Tomorrow, come see Matt Bove and me. We are going to be at Signals gas station in Irving. That's right, a gas station. You're going to get 10 cents off a gallon while we're there doing It's Always Game Day in Buffalo. We're going to be doing the show in the 3 to 5 p.m. window. So we're going to show up around 3 o'clock, and sometime after that, we'll do about a 45-minute to an hour show, and then we'll be out of there at 5. But from 3 to 5, we'll be there. And in that time period, you get 10 cents off a gallon at Signals. This is Route 20 in Irving, by the way. All right? Head down there. You get 10 cents off a gallon. You can be entered to win Buffalo football merchandise signed from TSC Buffalo and Paula's Donuts. and swag from WGR. I mean, what a great day. That's tomorrow. Come see Matt Bove and me at Signals, Route 20 in Irving. Don't fill up your gas tank today. Do it tomorrow. Get 10 cents off a gallon. We'll take a timeout. When we come back, we'll hear from Jordan Poyer, the not-so-newest Buffalo Bills safety.
I will.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
I'll get you, Jordan Poyer, in the next half hour, hopefully, because we got a lot more to get to here. We're going to do it, but we had some good calls. We got another one here from Steve in Texas. Hi, Steve. Go ahead. You're on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show.
Hey, Sal. I just want to preface this by saying, you know, I'm a pretty big Jordan Poyer fan, and, you know, that's the first jersey I ever purchased, and I'm happy to crack it out of retirement this season, even if he's not going to be playing.
All right. You got it.
What I wanted to say was, you know, my biggest memory of Poyer is going back to that Colts playoff game, and I forgot who caught the ball on the Colts, but Jordan waited for the guy to stand up and punch the ball out. And it, you know, it was, they reviewed the play, and, you know, it should have been a fumble and a recover by Buffalo, but they, you know, they retained possession of the ball. But just that kind of football intelligence, I'm super happy to have in the safety room. And if, you know, he can just impart some of that on Cole. And even if we have to play him, it's not going to be like when we brought AJ Klein back. You know, I think our floor is just so much higher. And that's kind of the security blanket that you need going into a season where the Super Bowl is the expectation. Thanks, Sal.
Yeah, you got it, Steve. I remember that play. Definitely do. I'm looking at it right now. I can't. Was it Mo Alley Cox maybe who dropped it? Oh, I'm gonna look right now. Hold on, Steve. Now you piqued my interest. That's a great point. The intelligence. You're right. You know, Jordan's seen a lot of football, and he's been around a lot of football, and the intelligence piece is a really big piece of all this. So I agree with you. I'm going to look at that. I thought it's a great, great point. And he did. Remember, he wasn't on the ground, and then he got up, and Poyer knocked it out, and they said, no, there was a okay, here it is right here, maybe. Hold on. Let's see if I got this. No, this is a different review. Okay, I'm going to look this up when I get a chance because this was great. Anyway, great call. I appreciate that. And that is exactly why the Bills, you know, brought a guy like that in. And again, I'm not the one to tell you here, oh my God, this is unbelievable. Jordan Poyer, he's back. And as Marvin said, rah-rah. That's not what it's about. It's not rah-rah. You don't have to love it. I totally get why you wouldn't love it. But I just ask you to look at it from the Bills' perspective and maybe you see it from a different angle of why they might do it or why they are doing it, which is to help out their younger players. And here it is. Is this the one? No, I don't. I was stalling to see if I got it. Help out their younger players as they mature and grow. And as Cole Bishop talked about. In fact, you know what? Instead of Poyer, Josh, do you have Cole Bishop in there? Do you have Cole Bishop sound? We can look. And how long is that? Can we play? I want to hear Cole Bishop talk about it. What's that? We don't have that one. Okay, sorry. We don't have the Cole Bishop in there. All right, I thought we did, but we could maybe get to that a little bit later as well. All right, so 803-0550 is the number to call. Listen. The Bills just made a roster move, by the way, just a practice squad roster move. They have signed Jalen Kimber, a corner, and defensive end Andre Jones Jr. to the practice squad. They've released cornerback Daquan Hardy from the practice squad. I mean, these practice squad transactions happen throughout the year, and it's basically a lot of times it's A, maybe a guy just, you know, isn't what you need at the point because of because of numbers. It's also could be because you want a certain player to kind of be on your scout team and act like another guy on the other team who gives you a little bit more of a look. You could do that as well. If you want to look into, well, they signed a corner to the practice squad, what does that mean for Trey White? What does that mean for Christian Benford? I'd say, yeah, but they also released a corner, Daquan Hardy. Could be inside, outside, though, and numbers do matter there, right? I just got someone who tweeted me, at Sal Sports, another failed draft pick for Hardy. Yes, like every team has six-round picks who don't play, basically. Like, it'd be great. Christian Benford's a six-round pick, and he's a star, I'd say. He's just got paid a second contract and big money, but come on. A six-round pick. You're throwing darts a lot of times at six-rounder. I just went to that that draft, the sixth round of 2024 last year. Who's a good drafting team? Philly's a good drafting team, right? They had a couple picks that round that year. They have a wide receiver, Johnny Wilson, who's caught 5 NFL passes. But hey, he's played. That's good. And they had, well, I saw another guy here. Who's the other guy they drafted? Philly had another guy here who they drafted in that round. And he has yet to play in the NFL. I don't think Dylan McMahon. I do not see anything from him. What does he play? O-line. He did play. He's played one NFL game.
Sal, I found the play of Poyer.
Okay, go ahead.
I discovered it. It's from the wild card game in 2021.
Yep, I'm looking
at that. Zach Pascal, or I'm not sure first name. Pascal is the last name. It's just Z. I have in the box score here. I think it's Zach. But
do you have what timing of the game is it on? Do you have the clock?
50 seconds left in the fourth quarter on a 4th and 10.
Oh yeah. Okay. So it was on. They were driving to try, and they did get the ball back, right? They reversed it, or they held
they
up,
did,
or something.
Yes.
But it was not a play. I'm watching it now. Should the Bills have gotten the ball here? What do you think? Let's watch it. All right. So this is Philip Rivers. He throws it. Pascal gets up and he gets it ripped out of his hands by Milano. I think it was actually not Poyer, but maybe. Let me see who's on the play here.
I think they credited Poyer with a tackle.
Okay, it's over the top. He catches it. Oh, yeah. No, Poyer did punch it out. Good call. Then Milano came in late. You know what it is? His knee was just off the ground, but they said it wasn't. I think that's right. Do you remember this game, the 2021 wild card?
Yeah, I remember how close it was. Right
at the end, right? And it came down to a Hail Mary. I'm watching the Hail Mary right now. And remember, that's the year they got beat on the Hail Mary by the Cardinals.
That was.
And then later in the year, they got beat on another Hail Mary at the end of a half by the Chargers. So it was kind of the Hail Mary year. And the Hail Mary comes down at the very end. They throw it up in the air, and then Poyer and Hyde, one of them came up and knocked it down. That was an interesting. You know what I remember about that game? It was one of those like Saturday, really clear sky, cold games. Actually, the game against Denver and that game were very, very very similar in weather.
That game against Denver last year was, I think, one of the best playoff afternoon games in a long time. Like, it just the whole atmosphere and just the weather in general just gave it a good vibe for the whole game.
And then Denver, of course, strikes early, right? And they go over the top. And remember, they were up 6-0.
Yeah, right? that was a bit of a scary start to the game, but then it just kind of didn't go anywhere from there.
Franklin with the long touchdown, and then the Bills kind of came back and just pretty much ran through them the rest of the game, or whatever. They came right down the field and scored. It was kind of over after that. The Bills kind of didn't relinquish anything. So, hopefully we're getting the same kind of vibes and atmosphere here at Highmark Stadium this year. Bills went undefeated at Highmark Stadium last year. I had a chance with Jeremy and Joe to tour the new Highmark Stadium yesterday. I posted a couple videos over on my X at Sal Sports. Folks, I got to tell you, it is coming along great. Looks fantastic. Outside, inside, everything. One thing that really struck me, that overhang, man, no matter where you are covered. It's really cool. Like, when you're up top, I mean, there's obviously some seats down low, you're not as covered, but and you're really covered really nicely. And there is not a bad seat in the house. I don't think there's a bad seat in this house. You're a little farther away because of the way it's structured in the bowl. But good sight lines. There's not a bad seat in that house that I saw yesterday. I'm loving it. Like, what I'm seeing. It's great. Nike rivalry uniforms are out. What do you like about them? What do you not like about them? Bills bringing back Jordan Poyer and Jordan Phillips. Their 53-man roster is set. Syracuse, Tennessee on Saturday. College football, all of it on the table with my guy Carl Jones from Channel 4 up next here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground, but Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story, it's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Old school security kicks in after the break-in. Too late. SimpliSafe rewinds the story, stopping crime before it starts. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to detect intruders, alert live monitoring agents, and can deter intruders before they reach your door. It's proactive protection, plus a 60-day money-back guarantee and no contracts. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.